Okay, now we are continuing the 12th parak of Masechet Zvachim, and we are up to Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah He. So the Mishnah discusses parim and esrafim, sir and esrafim. If you have parim that are burnt and seirim that are burnt, meaning korbanos chatos, bizman sheim esrafim kmitzvasan. If they're burnt as the normal way that you bring their korban, esrafim beis hadashen. Then you burn them in the beis hadashen, which was a place outside of Yerushalayim that was designated for such things. Umetam lebegadim, and the begadim that the person who's involved in the burning is wearing becomes tameh. If it may be nisrafim k'mitzvasan, but if they're not burnt as part of the way that you would normally bring the korban, they are only being burnt because they're pasul, and they're being burnt like any other pasul of korban, nisrafim beveis habira. Then they get burnt in a different place. They get burnt in the beis hamikdash, vein mitam begadim, and they're not mitameh the begadim of the guy who is doing the burning, who is burning them. Mishnah vav, how you saw after they did the Zrikas Hadam and the Haktaras Heimurim of the Chatas HaPnimi, they would carry it outside of Yerushalayim on poles. They would carry two poles across from each other and lay the animal over the poles. Yotzar Rishonim Chutz L'Chomas Azara, if the people carrying in the front have walked outside of the walls of the Azara, V'achronim Lo Yotzu, but the people walking from behind carrying the back end of the poles are still in the Azara, Harishonim Matame Begadim, the people in the front are now Matame Begadim, meaning their Begadim become Tame, Varchonimim Matame Begadim Achietu, and the people in the back do not have Tumas Begadim until they actually leave. Yatsu Elu Ve'elu, when they both leave the Azara, Elu Ve'elu Matame Begadim, then they're both Matame, whatever Begadim they're wearing, which L'chora is a Davar Pashut, and the Achronim work on why it is that the Mishnah has to even say that. We already said that the Chiddush was that you could have some of them being Matame Begadim while the others are not, if the lead guys are out. Obviously, if they're all out, they're all Matame Begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Elu Ve'elu Ve'elu Matame Begadim, Ache Yitzas Ho'or Beruban. Neither is Matame Begadim until the fire catches on to the majority of the animal. Nita chabas, or once the meat is totally burnt, ein asor if metame begadim, then the person who burns it even more is not going to be metame begadim, meaning once it's ready nasa mitzvah, so it's already fully burnt, he's not considered to be the guy who's burning the korban. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey, we said that both parim and seirim that are nisrafim, if it's being done kimitzvasan, you do it in the Beis Hadeshen, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's mitami the begadim of the people who are doing the burning, and if it's not being done kmitzvasan, it's just a psul, then you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not mitami the begadim of the people who are doing the burning. In Mishnah Vav we said that they would carry it out on poles, and as soon as they left the Azara, whoever was carrying, as soon as they left the Azara, it would be, their begadim would become tamei, and Rabbi Shimon says that that's not true, they only have tumas begadim once it's mostly burnt. Not as soon as they leave the Azara, but once it's entirely burnt, anyone who burns it further is not going to have Tumas Begadim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the 13th Perek of Maseches Zvachim.